Open the eyes of my heart, I want to see.
See him. Amen. Good to see everybody in the house of the Lord. We're glad to have our visitors back there. I assume this is the first time there. We're glad to have them with us. And we always say welcome. One time, two times, you're part of us because we don't have anything here to join. So just make yourself to home. Good to see you. Amen. Remember all of the announcements that has been made. Remember to pray especially this coming Saturday if you get up and get to going about 10 o'clock to say a prayer for Wade and myself and the brothers that are going along to where we can present what we want to and try to be a help to somebody, not a hindrance, and to speak on Daniel 70 weeks there to the ministers. So remember that, and we'll be leaving 5 o'clock in the morning, so you can get up at 10, just pray for us, okay? And now remember also the fellowship meeting will be not this coming Saturday, it'll be the next Saturday, the 15th. We'll be at Brother Longoria's. If anybody wants to go along, make sure you let us know, and we'll try to do arrangements. I know you've all heard it. Brother Stewart, that went to Brother Pageant's church, his song leader passed away the other day, and they're having the viewing tonight, and then they're going to have the funeral tomorrow at 1 o'clock. So remember that family. And all, Brother Boyd was saying a while ago, Brother Stewart was a wonderful brother.
Amen.
The first time I seen him, I talked with him about 5 minutes, and I told him, I said, you used to be a long-haired hippie. And he looked at me and he said, you're right. I said, God, I can just see that love that was there, you know. And he did. He had a love for everybody. Amen. But he's with the one now to love everybody. All right. And Brother Ryan called, and his daddy's brother has passed away. So we remember that family. There's a lot of them died during that, you know, for their time and all. Now it's his, I think it's really his daddy's half-brother, but it's something like that. But he passed away only like 50-something years old. And also remember that one. And I know that, Brother, you heard it, Brother Dean had a heart catheter today and said everything looked fine. So just remember that and just keep praying that the Lord would be with each and every one. And then I heard about Brother George there and all coming out, Sister Jean's husband. So remember these. All these stick among us. Just keep praying that the Lord would bless. Anybody else that we've missed that we haven't remembered and things, so remember that, okay? Let's just pray. We'll read our scripture, Revelations 1. And then we've been at it, and then today we're going to drop 1 Peter 1, and we're going over to Revelation 6, 1 and 2, but we'll read Revelations 1, 1 through 3 to begin with. So let's pray. Father, we thank you, love and your grace. We thank you for the day and the hour that we're living. And truly, Father, we believe that you are our Father, you're our God, you're our all in all, and our total dependence is upon you. And we just ask you to help us tonight, Lord, as we try to meditate in our thoughts and mind to speak to your people. And Lord, just help each one. Remember the sick among us. Remember Brother Dean there, Lord. Remember all the other sicknesses, Brother George. Remember each one. Remember our wife, Lord, and her back and all hurting her. Just be with each one, Lord. You said you'd send your word among us and heal us. So we believe it and thank you. And deliver now from destruction. and lead each one, Father, and have your way. Remember the Brother Stewart's family there, Lord, and him passing on, Lord. We kind of are envious of him tonight because he's already at his reward. But we want to be there to be able to be changed, and then we'll see all of these others, Lord. We love you and we thank you. As we read your word, you come and speak to our hearts. To forgive our sins, because we want to be cleansed and stand in your blood complete. We love you and we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Revelations 1, 1 through 3, and then we'll go over to Revelation 6. Don't forget 1 Peter now, where we're talking about at the revelation of Jesus Christ. All right? Keep that in your mind. So Revelations 1, 1. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to show unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass, and he sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John, who by record of the word of God and of the testimony of Jesus Christ and of all things that he saw. Blessed is he that readeth and they that hear the words of this prophecy and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. All right, now Revelation 6. And I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals, and I heard as it were the noise of thunder, one of the four beasts saying, now as it were the voice of thunder. What he heard, see, was what? One of the four beasts saying, come and see. And I saw, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat on him had a bow, and a crown was given unto him, and he went forth conquering and to conquer. You may be seated. The Lord add his blessings to the reading of the word. Now, I know tonight's going to be almost a complete repeat of Sunday services, the afternoon. And I regret that. Paul said it was needful sometimes to say things again, and I must believe that. But I regret that, forget it, because I'm going to do it anyway. I'm going to go back over it again. So apologize, it won't do no good. But I'm not going to do it. I'm going to try to settle down, and more or less Sunday, I was just preached across and didn't use my notes. I never did turn a page, and I just kind of run through a line of what I wanted you to see. And then tonight we'll just back up and, you know, put everything slow and gradual and, you know, bringing forth the things that we believe about these things. All right. Now, we've been quite a while speaking about and in the study of the book of Revelations. This is message number 30. And what I want you to think of tonight is, so now you're going to have to bear with me then, and even the quote you read, bear with me when the prophet will say three stages, and he'll go through it, Antichrist, prophet, you know, and then he'll go to beast. All right? But then, you know, you've got to have the number four for the Antichrist, and we'll get to that at the last of the message. So now I want us to go through it, and I want you to think about it, and we will read that after a while. Let's see, you've got four stages. This one that we're talking about here, of what we read in the Revelation 6:1, you can see a white horse, and he that sat on him. All right? Now, that's he is a person. All right?
Amen.
But what we've got to do is to see how it can come out to be that person. All right? And then that way you'll catch on to why we're talking about four stages. Because then you'll see that it starts out Antichrist spirit just among the church, and we'll cover that. And then it'll come into the next stage, see, which was the first one was a white horse, white horse. The next one is a red horse, and you'll see that it turns out to be a pope, you know, but yet he's not in the stage of pope yet. He'll begin as a prophet, a false prophet to a false system, and then he'll become incarnate in the prophet, and come out to be one man, which will be a pope then. All right, then see, that pope is still not the, quote, man of sin sitting in the temple of God showing himself to be as God, as we'll read, because that will wind up to be the beast. All right? So you got a white horse, and you're going to have the second seal will be a red horse. Third seal will be a black horse. Fourth seal will be a pale horse. Amen. It's the same horse, just different colors, different stages of his journey. Amen. And it's the same rider on each horse. Amen. All right? He just gets off of one and goes on and on and on, just keeps going. But there's four stages of him, and that way it'll fit then to understand why there has to be four combat beasts, the lion, the ox, the man, the eagle, to combat the Antichrist. You know, but now, I don't know where you've thought about it in that form or not. See, when Brother Branham said in the seal book, he said, you want me to tell you who this is? No matter what was right, he said, it's the Antichrist. Well, you just look out and say, Antichrist. Well, John said the Antichrist was already with you. All right? Now, but what was John looking at? A man? Or a spirit?
Right.
And that's why Paul, if it had been a man standing there crowned, you know, a crown was given unto him later, see, if it had been that, then Paul easily would have known what the Antichrist was. And he would have called it that, see? Because he would have seen a man. But instead, he saw a spirit among the people, and he began to tell, you know, about the things that that spirit among us would lead us away from the word, you know, and the things, and carry it in. And then he would speak of the man of sin that would be sitting in the temple of God in Thessalonians there, showing himself to be as God. See, that's when he would become the beast. Satan incarnate in the false prophet that had wound up to be a pope, that had started as an Antichrist spirit. So now we're going to get to that in the message in a little bit. But I kept saying some things, and I have for years, and I come back to it all the time. So if it's for me, okay, you bear with me till I get it off of my heart. And I surely have had it on my heart for 40 years to try to look at the Bible and see that this message doesn't reveal the devil. This end-time message that we claim, it doesn't reveal the devil. It reveals Jesus Christ. The Bible doesn't reveal the devil. There is no devil to be, I mean, there's nothing about him. You got to have something for it to be revealable, you know.
Right.
He will be annihilated one day. Well, what about your revelation?
Right.
You agree?
Right.
The beast, the false prophet, etc., will be cast into the lake of fire and totally annihilated.
Right.
Well, all right. Now, it can't be a revelation. Because a revelation can never be annihilated. You know, a true revelation. Now, if it's a part revelation or just thoughts, it ain't got no foundation to it anyway. That's why hell has no foundation.
Right.
See? It was created for the devil and his angels.
Right.
But one day, death and hell will be cast into the lake of fire.
Right.
And totally annihilated.
Right.
See, because it has no foundation.
Amen.
All right? See, then that way, that's why we don't believe in the eternal hell.
Right.
Because if hell is eternal, you'd have to have eternal life.
Right.
That's easy to take, isn't it?
Amen.
You'd have to have eternal life. Well, that would be God's own life living in hell. But see, we've been taught that all our life.
Right.
And like I tell you, it ain't going to change nobody's thinking for me to say that.
Right.
I don't know how many is listening tonight around the world, even live, or will be listening to tapes. But you know, I know and realize that I can't reveal anything to you.
Right.
And I know and realize that Brother Branham cannot reveal anything to you.
Right.
Even the Lord Jesus said, my own life did not reveal that. He said, it takes the Holy Spirit to reveal.
Right.
Well, if God don't reveal to you the things I'm talking about, You don't know what I'm talking about. Right? It's words. But it's not a revelation. Then if it's revealed. You follow what I'm saying?
Amen.
So Satan can't be the revelation that the Bible is talking about. He is not the first seal. The Holy Spirit is the seal of God, according to Ephesians 4:30.
Right.
And the Holy Spirit is the only one who can break the seals.
Right.
All right. See, then that's what I've tried for all of the 40 years or more now, to get you to see the seals, is they don't reveal the Antichrist, the things. They reveal Jesus Christ. All right? Then the opposition is seen of the other side, see? And Brother Randall was making a statement one day. I looked for it, but there's a word off somewhere, and I couldn't find it. Maybe you can one day, but maybe Wade can remember it. But Brother Brown said, we've talked enough about him. He was talking about the devil and his ways. He said, we've talked enough about him.
Right.
He said, we'll get on to the revelation of Jesus Christ,
amen.
In other words. All right. So I gave you a lot of the quotes back that I had given you Sunday for the purpose of you following it with me. And then we'll get down to the real part of the message. You know, and it don't bother me to continue it next Wednesday, because that Brother Prakash, his son Samuel, will be with us this coming weekend, the Lord willing, to preach for us, and just pray that the Lord would bless him and bless us as we travel and go and come back. All right. Now, the revelation of Jesus Christ. We read that in Revelations 1. We've read it, right? Ever service for 29. This is number 30. And it starts off the revelation of Jesus Christ. All right. Now, we'd been into Peter using at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Brother Branham used the quote, revelation of Jesus Christ, 157 times. 85 of those times were used before the seals broke up to that period, and 72 times in the seal book and coming thereafter. Do you know for certain that he believed in the revelation of Jesus Christ? And that's what I want us to do now tonight, is just read, and then we'll get through this part, and if we don't cover it, we'll get back to it later. It's all right. I want to make sure you get it. Then you say, well, to most people, you know, what's the first seal? By a horse rider.
Yeah.
No. The first seal is the revelation of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The white horse rider is going the other way.
Right.
I ask you to read the seal book. I don't want to raise a hands of how many did, you know, the first seal. Right? But notice what it'll say about that fellow.
Right.
That guy. That person riding off. And if you got two people in the Bible standing there, you certainly don't have a revelation of God.
Right.
One of them is God and the other is the devil, or both of them is the devil, you know. Because God can't be divided up.
No.
All right. Now, but let's read a few quotes, and we'll just go quote. I'll give them, and the brothers can pull them as fast as they can, and we'll read them off to you. So go ahead and start with number one, brother. It says the Evening Messenger, 63:11-16. He's right. And always, that every time that a messenger comes, it's always a call back to the word. Never fails, remember. This is the complete revelation of Jesus Christ. There cannot be nothing added to it or taken from it. It's the complete revelation of Jesus Christ. And the only way that we can ever be sure, if anything rises among us that's contrary to this revelation, then it's wrong. See, it's the back of the word and always calling. It's back to the word, always calling back. Awaking Jesus, paragraph 47, 63:117. It's the word, God's program, the complete revelation of what he was, what he is, and what he will be. It's a continual revelation of Jesus Christ. and a complete revelation of Jesus Christ is the Bible. Anything contrary to him, we're going to get rid of it, right? All right. Number three. Paragraph 16 of the Breach, 63:317 evening. And this book, let's turn now to the fifth chapter of the book, which is called The Revelation of Jesus Christ. First seal, paragraph 12, 63:318. And as we study this chapter, we're referring different places, even to Old and New Testament alike. Watch now. Old and New Testament alike. Because the entire Bible is the revelation of Jesus Christ. See, that's all together, the revelation of the Lord Jesus. The revelation of Jesus Christ is God revealing himself in the book, revealing himself through Christ in the book, and Christ is the revelation of God. He come to reveal God because he and God were the same. So was in God was in Christ, not the same. God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself. In other words, you'd never know what God was until he revealed himself through Christ, then you can see. Now, where are you finding the Antichrist as being anything yet? See? If he can be destroyed, he is not nothing. Because if we're not born again, we can be destroyed. So you know what? We're nothing. Huh? First seal, 63:318, paragraph 45. But it's a mystery. But yet we've probed in it. But remember, the book is sealed. The book is a book of mystery of revelation. It's the revelation of Jesus Christ. See, a book of revelation. Now you know down through the age man has probed and tried to get into that. Fourth seal, paragraph 42. That's the way the church ages and the seals and all the rest of it. And anybody tells you that he has those seven thunders, if it don't compare with the rest of the word, there's something wrong here. It's got to come, thus saith the Lord, for this is the book, this is the revelation of Jesus Christ in its entirety. Now, everybody's tying church ages sealed with it, right? World is again falling apart, paragraph 47. The word Messiah means the anointed one, something anointed, God. This is the revelation of Jesus Christ. The whole book was sealed with seven seals of the revelation of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ was in Genesis. Jesus Christ was in the middle of the book. Jesus Christ was in the Exodus and Genesis, and he was in the middle of the book, and he was in the New Testament, and in the Revelation plumb to the end, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Now notice he says Jesus Christ. He doesn't say Jesus. We know Jesus the flesh was not back there. Right? He's talking about Jesus Christ, the anointed. All right? See? Revealing what's in the book. Feast of the Trumpets, paragraph 42, 64:719 in the morning. There where the angel Lord met us in the Bible became a new Bible. Then it opened up and revealed all the things that the reformers and things had left out. It was the complete revelation of Jesus Christ, altogether new to us, but perfectly exactly with the Scriptures. Now, it didn't become a different book. It was the same book. It's the same revelation. Like I've always said to you, why did Brother Branham, he'd always preach one God, right? But after the seals broke, he preached Christ as a mystery of God revealed. Why? Because he saw more of God. And he began to preach it. That's what the seals brought out. Same message, Feast of the Trumpets, paragraph 134. This is the complete revelation of Jesus Christ. Brother Branham passed his Bible, the editor. And the seven seals had the mysteries hid of what it all was, and is supposed to open it in the last days to the latest in age at the ending. All right? Number 10. It is the rising of the sun, 65:418, the morning service, paragraph 308. He is the one who opened those seals. He is those seals. For the word of God is Christ, and Christ is the seals that was opened. What is the opening of seals then? Revealing Christ. All right. It's not revealing the Antichrist. The Antichrist is shown in opposition. The Ten Commandments didn't come to reveal the devil. Right? What is the first one? Don't it say something about that there's just one God? You know? All right? And his name is just one?
Amen.
Well, see, we look at the Bible and then, I mean, the message then, and we read, and Brother Brown said, see how this Antichrist is being revealed to us tonight. Well, see there, Brother Dale? He said it was a revelation. It's a revelation to me and you who he is.
Yeah.
He's not a revelation of himself. It's a revelation to you and me who the Antichrist is.
Right.
He has no revelation of his own.
Right.
Hell comes out of a bottomless pit, your prophet said. No anchor to it. There's no way to put it.
Right.
Yeah. It has no place, none whatsoever. All right? But it's the Antichrist that the first seal is dealing with. And we'll get to it. It's bringing forth the understanding of what God said he was against. Thou hatest, Revelation about 2 there, one of the church ages, thou hatest the deeds of the Nicolaitans. He said, and I hate them too. So it wasn't revealing the deeds of the Nicolaitans, it's revealing Jesus Christ. Then we see the things. So you get a revelation of Jesus Christ, you don't have to worry about a person.
Right.
Now come on. You know the way I've always been with every one of you, and you're sitting there, there sits Brother Dick, he can get up and say it. I talked to him for quite a while before I said anything about seals or anything like that, or even about Brother Branham being a prophet or anything. I talked to him about the revelation of one God. And he can well remember, especially Brother Colley, about a bunch of brothers that I introduced to the message, that one of them was even trying to get his whole church out of the Methodist conference to take the building away from them, all kind of thing. But you know what? All of those got a revelation. They got a revelation that organized religion was wrong. Then they never got a revelation of Jesus Christ. They got a revelation of organized religion being wrong. If that's all you get, you'll come out of the church, but you'll go right back into some hog pen somewhere.
Amen.
Because that's all you can do.
That's right.
All right? But when you get the revelation of Jesus Christ,
Amen.
Man ain't going to argue about that. You mean they can take a Trinity doctrine and deprogram you. That's the big word of today, right? Deprogram you. I mean, after all of the years that you've talked about the Lord Jesus Christ, one true and living God, then they can take a Trinity and deprogram you. Something's wrong.
Amen.
It ain't a revelation.
That's right.
It ain't a revelation.
Right.
There's no way. It's not a revelation. You get a revelation, it'll hold you.
Amen.
But just believing Brother Branham was a prophet, it won't hold you.
Nope.
Believing organized religion was wrong, it won't hold you.
Nope. Right.
Believing the seals reveals the Antichrist, that won't hold you. But to believe that the seals reveals Jesus Christ,
that's right,
and then you can see the Antichrist and what he's doing.
Amen.
No, tell them all about it, Brother Dale. What that devil's out there doing. I ain't concerned with what that devil's out there doing. That's why I don't preach like other preachers. You know, women's dress, hair, clothes, and everything, every sermon, and 40 years later you're still preaching the same thing, because that's the way these preachers are, most of them. I'm trying to my best to get you to see Jesus Christ. That'll take care of the hair, the dress, the clothes, the men, the shorts and the hair, the long hair, and everything. It'll take care of everything if you get a revelation. But if you don't get a revelation, you're going to argue. You're going to be like I said there Sunday, Then you're going to go outside after the service. I think Brother Dale missed it right here. You're not going to see that I'm trying my best to get you Jesus Christ. Well, don't you think, Brother Dale, you ought to make it more simple? What? Come on, folks. I'm as open as can be. But I'd like to know what is more simple than to preach 40-something years on one God.
Amen.
Now, is there any way to get it more simple? No? There ain't no way to get it more simple. That's why Paul. Now, come on, folks. Brother Branham was preaching to a world. Why, he had to preach hiring clothes and dress and every service.
Sure.
He was trying to get people converted, right? That thought they were converted.
Yeah.
Right? And you know that's the hardest person to talk to.
Yeah.
You get somebody says, I ain't wrong. You ain't going to, you can do anything you want to. You ain't going to convince them. The person said, I ain't wrong with you, you might as well shut up and forget it. They're not going to listen to you.
Right.
See? Like the old saying is about an alcoholic is what? You got to first admit you won.
Right.
Then you can be helped.
Right.
Huh? You go down to this insane asylum and they ask you a question. They say, do you think you're crazy? And you say, no, I ain't. No, I ain't crazy. Lock him up over there. You say, well, I probably am, because sometimes I act like I am. They say, put them over on this side, and we can help that fella.
Yeah.
You know, that's just about a truth of it, right? But listen, church. The seals then don't reveal the Antichrist.
Amen.
And the actual opening of that seal then is not until we get out of here.
Right.
And we'll be to Israel.
Yeah.
When that man of sin, when we get to him after a while, if we don't, we'll take it later. When he stands in that temple of God showing himself to be as God, as the beast, then there is your first seal completely made known. He said, well, but the prophet preached the seals to us. Yeah, he preached one God. He preached water baptism. He preached no eternal hell. He preached a lot of things to us, didn't he?
Right.
See? And he preached what the seals really are. It's a revelation of Jesus Christ. It's not revealing the Antichrist. I certainly don't want to be there when that fourth seal opens at Armageddon, do you? How about the fifth one? You want to be a Jew and be over there right now being slaughtered like crazy? And I believe those Jews are still being killed and placed under the altar. Until we get out of here. You want to be here when the sixth seal breaks? That's the tribulation period. And in the seventh, when it'll finally become the end of all things. See, we get to Revelation, church. We're his wife. Then he shows us, not what we're going to try to do tonight. He shows us and says, this is the Antichrist. Well, if it's a spirit, it can't be all of Revelations 1, I mean 6, 1 and 2, because there's a man there,
right,
sitting on a horse.
Right.
It's only a spirit to start with. You can't crown a spirit. It had to become a false prophet. He didn't crown the false prophet when he first come out. Because there were many false prophets.
Right.
It's like John says, we're going to read over again. The Antichrist is with us, he said. You see, you couldn't crown it until he became a pope.
Right.
That was his crown. That was when he was crowned, is when he became a pope. Yeah. And then he'll be the beast when we leave out of here. There's the Antichrist. He's in four stages. That's what we must understand, those stages. All right, we, the bride of Christ, can see what begins and what ends. You remember Sunday when I was trying to make the point, just preaching on it? The brother Brown said, ever spirit, ever doctrine started in Genesis. Right? All right. Then we got to go back there and find it. But by being the bride of Christ, we can see the beginning and the ending of all things. Amen. We already know how the millennium is going to be and who it's going to be to the Jews. We already know about the white throne judgment and how that we sit on that throne with him. Amen. We already know how the future home is going to be. Amen. We're certainly not there yet. But see, it's made known to us. And that is what I just quoted, all these quotes. That is the revelation of Jesus Christ. As we read that, Brother Ram said, the old as well as the new. He said, if you can't see Christ in every verse of the Bible, go back and read it again. He said, you missed something. These Hebrews 13:8, that didn't start on the day of Pentecost, or, you know, or start in the life of Jesus Christ. That started at the foundation of the world. Right. Hebrews 13:8, same yesterday, amen, today, and forever. Right. Was it not that Brother Branham said Eve failed on?
Right.
Do you need that quote? Eve failed on Hebrews 13:8. Well, what do you mean? Jesus wasn't even back there. No, but Christ was.
Amen.
And that's why Brother Branham didn't say Jesus the same yesterday, today, and forever. The Bible don't say it. It says Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Amen.
All right. See, so we got it in the right order. All right.
Amen.
But just think on these things. All right, now go ahead and pull up. We're going to pull up a quote that I used our Sunday, but it'll be later on over in your quote, so just hold on. It'll be 15a. Pull that one up, and then we'll read the scriptures. You've got it on your notes there. But look what he's saying. I just pulled this in to where we'd get it. This is taken from the first seal, paragraph 293. A white horse rider went out. Who is he? He's mighty in his conquering power. It is a great fellow in his conquering power. You want me to tell you who he is? He's the Antichrist. That's exactly who it is. Now, because you see, if an Antichrist, Jesus said that the two would be so close together until it would deceive the very elected, the Bible, if it were possible, Antichrist, it's the Antichrist spirit. All right. Now, so he didn't start out back there. He didn't start out back there. If I missed something reading, go ahead. Okay. Yeah, well, that's 10A's. I told him to pull it up after 10. Okay. No, I was, keep my numbers right. They're back there running theirs. 10A. We just changed that a while ago. You ought to see us. We was in there a while ago, and I laughed like everything. Richard had Joe and them doing one thing, Wade had them doing another thing, and I had them doing another thing, and they was going all the same time. He's really got a good mind. I'll have to admit that. You know, him and Brother Anderson trying to hold us together. See, all right. Well, go ahead now and pull up the scripture. So let's read them again. Now, who is this? Who is this white horse rider? He's the Antichrist.
Amen.
Now we, the bride, not the world, we, the bride, are going to see him as he starts as a spirit. And then he becomes a prophet to that system and preaches his doctrine. And then he becomes an incarnate false prophet, which is the Pope. And then he becomes the beast, which is the man of sin sitting in the temple of God showing himself to be as God. Then you better remember what the first seal says. It says that he that sat thereon, a man, Second Thessalonians says the man of sin, didn't say the baby of sin, the man of sin. And they asked Brother Branham, we got it in here, did that fulfill the first seal? And he says yes. Listen, we see all of this by revelation,
right?
Isn't that a wonderful thing?
Amen. Right.
To be able to see the end and all things and can know all that's going to take place. Who would want to be anything else? It'd be a slanderous thing to go try to get me to run for president of the United States.
That's right.
You think I'd give up my office right here? To be a president of this garbage can?
That's right.
Well, you could get up there and teach them the seals.
Yeah.
Come on. I can't even get them to the people of this message.
Right.
I don't want to hear them. Of what they really are.
Right.
And bring it down to where you see it in your own life.
Right.
Now remember, your prophet said there a minute ago, he said it would deceive the very elect if it was possible. You want this quote? He says, as a matter of fact, it would get them tangled up and he'd have to cut the work short. You want that quote? Oh no, Brother Dale. I've got the quotes where the prophet said, we can't be deceived. I didn't say we'd be deceived. I said, he said we'd get tangled up.
Right.
What he said. You need the quote. We can find it in a hurry. Brother Joe probably run it off while I'm preaching. Bring it out here. Listen. John, as I said Sunday, was chosen to go to Patmos. Now, Paul wasn't chosen. All right? You don't think like that. Paul was a prophet, right? But you know he wasn't chosen to go. Well, no, come on. If you got any sense at all, go back and look up the ages and the times and the people. Paul was already dead before John went to Patmos. He was there. The first church age started about A.D. 53, I think it is. John went to Patmos on A.D. 95, 96, or somewhere along in there, 93, 95 or something. Paul had done come and brought his message and been killed. Why wasn't Paul chosen to go? He's part of the bride and was part of that beast, but John represented the last beast. Remember? Brother Brown said, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Matthew, he said, was the lion. Ox was Mark. Luke was the man. John was the eagle. As great as Paul was, he was not chosen for that place because John represented the prophetic part and would tie together because it would have had to been said then, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and Paul. That's the way Brother Ryan would have had to explain it.
Yeah.
And he wouldn't have had his Gospels correct.
Right.
Come on, folks. Isn't it time to wake up?
Amen.
So John was chosen.
Yeah.
Why? Because Jesus said, there's one of these standing here. And Paul wasn't there.
Right.
Couldn't have been him, but he said, one of you standing here is not going to die till you see me returning.
Yep. Amen.
John was taken to Patmos to see that. A saying went out that John wasn't going to die. Read that in the Bible. A saying went out among the apostles. You think we get confused and get it all twisted up? It went out there before Jesus ever left.
Yep. Right.
He said, John ain't going to die.
Yep.
He said, how be it? He didn't say that. But you see, church, that Antichrist spirit has got us deceived. You say, no, don't me, bud. Bless God, I'm in the truth. Well, what are you blessing God and throw your shoulders back for? You're showing there's something wrong with you. You say to Brother Branham, say, Brother Branham, that Antichrist spirit got you deceived? He'd say, yes, it sure has, and I'm trying my best to get rid of it. But you see, we think we strut, and we know all about it. Ain't no Antichrist going to deceive me. No, it ain't going to deceive. It's already got you. Brother Randall said it was so close. Remember, you say it's anointings and things. Remember, Brother Randall said Lucifer was the anointed cherub that stood beside the Lord, and the Bible says it. And Brother Branham said that even Lucifer could pass out supernatural gifts. You need that quote? He could pass out supernatural gifts. There's only one way you can tell which one's right and which one's wrong, and that's by the Word. You can't tell it by your feelings. So you take gifts, and their gifts will get in your way. God-given gifts will get in your way. You know why? Because you'll lean to them all the time instead of depending upon the Word and letting the gift operate.
Right. Right.
And then thank God for the gift. You'll start trying to use the gift to interpret the Word. And it won't work. The devil's got you in his trap. But you see, church, that's why I'm not popular. I believe in gifts. I believe in the workings of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
But I believe in the Word being revealed.
Yeah.
And then I can know whether it's the right spirit or not.
Right.
Oh, it was so sweet and humble it come to me. Do you think the devil's going to come to you like a roaring lion and say, I'm the devil? No. He's going to be soft and smooth and soothing. But you know what? God sometimes, you know what he does? He said, sit down, shut up. And goes, pow, pow, slaps us a few times.
Amen.
Try to get her attention, right?
Amen. All right.
Is that true? And we think, oh, that sweet, humble Holy Spirit. That old devil, he's sweet and humble too. He can talk sweet talk too. He's slick-tongued Eve in the garden.
Amen.
Come on.
Amen.
You think you're not going to be deceived? You already are.
That's right.
But you see, church, see, some of you sitting here think I'm talking out there at the internet, and those on the internet think I'm talking to people here. No, I'm talking to all of us.
Amen.
I'm talking about how deceiving that devil can be.
Amen. Yes, sir.
You know that he took the first church to Rome? Oh, now you got all the explanations. I've heard it, even here, people telling it. I've heard explanations. The real bride didn't go to Nicaea. You better go read your prophet's message. And the best you can get out of reading it is that they went down there, found out it was wrong, and left. But Brother Branham said they brought back doctrines with them because the seed was planted. You better read the whole message.
Yep. Amen. Right.
Well, we can't be deceived. No, you already are.
Right.
See, because if it's not, if it don't tie up, Brother Brown said, if the man thinks he has those thunders and it don't compare with the revelation of Jesus Christ, then what have you got?
Right.
These people in this message got thunders and virtues and all kind of things, and they're the great prophet of this that was sold over here, and they're all kind of doing polygamies, all kind of doing it, young kids running men with young girls.
Yeah.
In this message, sometimes I'm embarrassed to be a part of it.
Amen.
But I know that if I'm going to try to stand for the truth, I got to be a part of it, because this message was the truth.
Right.
It didn't bring none of them. Some of us were talking the other day about it. I think it was Brother Sampson when we was talking. He made a good point. He said, a good denominational church ain't going to fall for what the people of this message fall for. You can't get that in a Baptist church and preach what's in this message. They'll throw you out of it.
Right.
Even as bad as they've got.
Yeah.
When I was there, it was pretty tough. You didn't have no double married preachers
right.
in the Baptist church when I was there.
Right.
They wouldn't let them preach. That's how strong they were. Come on, church. But listen. So when Brother Branham is saying that this is the... Oh, you want me to know who, tell you who it is? He says it's the Antichrist.
Yeah.
Then he proceeds, starts out trying to tell you and I, you know. How did it start? It's a spirit. A saying. A little thought. And like I told you Sunday, what killed Abel? Because Cain, doctrine. We'll get on to the second seal of that in the red. See, the doctrine killed him.
Amen.
Cain got to the point that you've heard Brother Branham say it. He said, God, this is my offering. You take it or leave it. And Brother Brown said, how could anybody under any anointing stand in the presence of God and talk like them things? That was how deceiving it was.
Amen.
Brother Brown said it's under, and we'll get in a minute, the symbol of, under a symbol of a white righteous church.
Right.
Feeding the world, taking the word, the world, the gospel, going to the heathens and... Where are we? But keep in mind what I'm trying to say, and then we'll just start on it. I don't mind quitting, taking up Sunday. I mean, next week, it's no problem to me. Remember, we got to see him first as an Antichrist spirit.
Right.
Not as a man.
Right.
So then, listen. So then you see, when the seal actually broke, it'll break to Israel, he'll be a man. Now, if that don't solve the problem with it, is you can't see what I've tried to convince you for 40 years, you got a problem. When we get out of here and he goes as the man of sin, he'll be a man.
Right.
But he started off as a spirit. And even when it becomes a false prophet, you say it's a false prophet, it's a man. You don't crown him. You can't crown him until it gets over far enough that he becomes a pope. The false prophet wasn't crowned. The pope is the one that's crowned.
Amen. That's right. Amen.
You know, one of the guys out of all of the false prophets walks up and says, hey, I'm the pope. Come on. Then the beast is when he'll really be a man. Because even the pope, listen, the Pope of Rome is not at this time incarnate Satan. He's incarnate false prophet with an Antichrist system.
Amen.
He is not a man, the man of sin.
Right.
We see it as it works up towards that. And it comes into being. Go ahead now and pull the scriptures up. Let's read these. Because John, when he comes back from Patmos, now he can remember some things. Some things was taken from him because he couldn't write them. And not being able to write them. Brother Brown said he actually heard the thunders, but he couldn't write what it was. See? It was removed from him. You say, well, how could that be? All right. What if you was taken up? We set you over here in the room and we feed you a lot of information. And you walk out of that room, unless you got a photographic memory, you're going to lose about 98% of what was taught you in that room, right? Is that right? That's why Naaman would see chariots jostling in the streets. he saw Buicks and Oldsmobiles running up down the highways because they had headlights on, running like lightning, the scripture says. But he couldn't call them Buicks and Oldsmobiles. He didn't know the word. He didn't know automobile. So when he come back out, he said, "What did you see?" He said, "I saw chariots running up and down." And they were just running like lightning because they had big old lanterns hanging on them. Boy, they was, you know. Do you see what I'm talking about? When John left Patmos and come back, you could have said, "John, will you tell me what those thunders are?" He said, "Nope. I heard them, but it's gone from me."
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
Come on.
Right.
It was. Because when he was told to seal up things, he couldn't say nothing. But he did remember. And John was the only one in the Bible that called it an antichrist.
Right. Sure.
Paul called it grievous wolves and stuff like that. But John, when he come back, he wrote to little John's there, 1, 2, and 3, after coming back from Patmos. And he gets over there in little John's, and you know what he said? He just gets down. He says, "Little children, love one another." Brother Brown said when he got so old he couldn't do nothing else, said he just sat around and told them, said, "Little children, love one another." You know why? He had seen love.
Yeah. Amen.
He had seen love in its total apex of any height.
Amen.
And he might not have been able to tell us a lot of things, but he could remember some of it.
Right.
So John says it's an antichrist. So by the time John got around to preaching, maybe some of the others had talked about it and used the word antichrist because they could comprehend what the word would be. Anti is against, or and then Christ being the word. So John writes his little Johns, and this is what he says, right? 1 John 2:18, "Little children, it is the last time. As ye have heard that antichrist shall come, even now are there many antichrists, whereby we know that it is the last time." Now you read all around what he's saying on here, but I'm just giving you the scripture. 1 John 2:22. "Who is a liar but he that denieth that Jesus is the Christ? He is antichrist that denieth the Father and the Son." I told you Sunday they use that scripture, see, to say, you know, that you don't want to deny the Father. But let me use it. If you don't believe in the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, three manifestations of the same God, you are a liar, a deceiver, and an antichrist.
Right.
Brother Brown never done away with the teaching about a Father, a Son, and a Holy Ghost.
That's right. Amen. Right.
I still have something to preach on that and ain't got back to it yet. What? 40 years? Yeah, that ain't no problem. I just keep studying and I'll finally get it. But listen, if you deny the Father, you're a oneness. So you're an antichrist. Huh? Simple. Jesus had a father. Well, how could he be his own father? Well, he wasn't his own father. He had a father. And he had a mother, but he wouldn't marry. His mother was the Word. His father was the Word. That's what Hebrews 10:5. "A body thou, Father, hast prepared me." See, the truth of one God doesn't do away with understanding of Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
Right.
It places it in order that we can understand the scriptures.
Right.
All right?
Right.
1 John 4:3. "And every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist whereof ye have heard that it should come, and even now already is it in the world. What? The spirit of the Antichrist. The man of sin sitting in the temple of God wasn't there. Huh. The prophet wasn't there. The Pope wasn't there. It's only Antichrist. Then John and them would pick up later in their writing, especially Paul, and talk about false prophets. Because he could see a little bit about it. 2 John 1:7. For many deceivers are entered into the world, who confess not that Jesus Christ is come into flesh. This is a deceiver and an antichrist. It was a spirit back there. We'll read it in a minute. I've got it in here. I pick up these symbols first, and I've got it in here in your quotes. That when Jesus went up, was taken up, lifted up, Judas went out and hung himself. When the Holy Spirit came back, he said, the Antichrist come back. It's that spirit, all right? But look, John was shown these things. John saw that white horse rider and a horse. And later on, he admired the church that he saw. Because it was beautiful. Now, I've been over there, and I'm not throwing off on their doings. I've been to these foreign countries, a few of them, and I'm not throwing off on their living and their houses and things. But, you know, this old building here ain't in too good a shape, but it sure does look better than what you see over there. Even the fanciest ones you see. Because you see on the floors a hard tile, and the walls are concrete with some kind of tiles or whatever's on them. And mildew and mold is everywhere if they don't take care of a lot of it. And you look on the floor and you see a lot of them little old bitty bugs crawling around that you can't even hardly see. And you think, I'm laying down in these tonight. And you lay down in bed, in about the middle of the night, you wake up and they just something crawling all over you. You want to get up and go take a bath. And them's in nice homes. Come on, folks, nice homes. But what can they do about it? Now, I said that to say this. So if John admired the church, he saw a beautiful church system today. You say the temple that was built back there was beautiful. I agree with you. Wonderful, beautiful architect. But now, if you gave me an opportunity to receive an exact replica of the temple in the time of the Lord Jesus, or some of these churches that are built in the last days, I'd take the churches in the last days over that. Now, whether you would or not, I don't know. I think Brother Gary would, because he likes air conditioning.
Yeah.
So at least he'd say air conditioning. That. Do you get my point? John admired it. It's beautiful to him. Almost deceived him. Oh. And you know, it was so beautiful. Now, swallow real good. It was so beautiful until it deceived Brother Branham, until the seals broke. You say, Brother Dale, be careful. I'm very, very careful. I'm quoting behind him. That church system had Brother Branham deceived. He was going to preach that the white horse rider was the Holy Ghost. And then you first seal and read. What he was going to preach. That was how deceiving it is. You see, we call it, well, go on. But listen, John then, what was a seal when it was broke? The lamb had to break the seal. It couldn't be the devil doing it. So when the lamb broke the seal, it showed that white horse rider. And the only thing that was missing from him was two things. When he first started, a crown was missing. But the other thing was that he had no arrows for his bow.
Amen.
He had a bow and no arrows. Right. But the rest of the things he read right. He was riding on a white horse. Brother Branham says, now watch him, he didn't say he was a type of Christ. He said he typed after Christ. Not a type of Christ. He typed after Christ. Why? Jesus Christ come riding in on a donkey, a white donkey. Right? Satan went out riding on a white horse. Don't you think he know that one day that we'll come riding back out of heaven on white horses? Right? See, he's copying after. That's what I'm telling you about this beast. I've said this to you for 40 years. He cannot be the beast. He cannot be the man of sin sitting in the temple of God to Israel to show himself to be as God until we get out of here. And the reason he can't, he don't know how to do it. He don't know how to become the beast until the bride becomes the incarnate God. Not a son of God, not a second person. Incarnate God.
Amen.
How long have I been preaching on to you about it? That we are the children of God. We are the offspring of God. But we're God made manifest in another form called a bride.
Right.
Yeah. So you can't be the beast. You don't know how. God came back in a Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost. Satan copied it with the Antichrist spirit.
Right.
God started using a fivefold ministry to bring his word. Satan pulled up his false prophets. And God could become incarnate in his bride in the last days.
Amen.
Satan, he had become incarnate in one man called a pope. And then they've had many of them. You know, how many gods have they got? But he can't be the beast till we get out of here.
Amen.
He's in the stage right now of incarnate false prophet through the Pope. That's where it's advanced to now. But he's still not called a man. He ain't called a man of sin until we get out of here.
Right.
Why? Because the opening of the first seal, you saw a man riding on a horse.
Yep.
He that sat thereon. So you start off by the prophet with the great, wonderful understanding. It started as an antichrist.
Amen.
Then it becomes a prophet to that antichrist system.
Amen.
Then he becomes an incarnate false prophet as the pope. And then he'll be the beast when we get out of here. Church, how long do we have to wait to get into this message? Like I told them about the minister brethren, we would go to the minister's meeting up there. And I'm sorry, I'm hateful, I know. But if there's 20, 30 there, there'll be four or five at least out of the crowd that ain't even never read a Daniel 70-week book. Don't even have one of them. But they'll tell you all about Daniel 70 weeks. And that's the hardest person to talk to. Is someone that ain't got enough sense to know when they're defeated by the word.
Right.
But why did he say it? That's the way people are. And it ain't going to be nothing but just that point. But if God can convince one person,
amen,
it'll be worth it all.
Amen.
It's up to him to reveal, not
amen,
up to me. to listen. It was first sent in a symbol, so let's start on that. Go ahead, brother. Number 11. We'll read a few of these and put it in, and then we may have to stop on the last part. The part I wanted to get to. Look what he says. This is paragraph 146 of the first seal. Then when the Lamb took the book and broke that first seal, God spoke from his eternal throne to say what that seal was to be revealed. But when it's placed before John, it was in a symbol. A white horse, a rider, a bow in his hand, no arrows, and a crown was given him. A symbol. When John saw it, it was still a mystery. Why? It wasn't even revealed right then. It cannot be revealed until what he said here at the end time, but it come in a symbol. Next. That's part 11, paragraph 148. It thundered as soon as the Lamb struck back the seal. And what did it reveal? Not all of itself. First it was God. He's speaking, telling what it is. Next it's a symbol, then it's revealed. Three things. See, it's coming forth from the throne. First, it can't be seen, heard, or nothing. It's sealed up. The Lamb's blood paid the price. It thundered out when he spoke out. And when he did, a white horse rider started out. And it still was a symbol. You see, one right around, we call it an antichrist. Yeah. Paragraph 150. And watch, he said it would be known in the last days, but it comes forth in a church symbol. Do you understand it, church? It comes forth in a symbol of a church that they know there is a seal. But just what it is yet, they don't know, because it's a white horse rider. It's only to be revealed at the last days when this actual seal is broken. Broken to who? Not to Christ, but to the church. Breaking to you and I. A church symbol. All right? A church symbol. And why would it be a church symbol? So evidently the Antichrist has been having pretty good running sway, as you call it, or running a pretty good route through the church. Right? Now you know it was the church. As I quoted a while ago, if you want this, you can have them. I'll get them. It was the bride, the church, that went to Nicaea. Sure. They seen it was wrong and left. But that seed had done been planted. What seed? You remember what I told you the other day? Go read it. And don't argue with me about it. Well, I don't believe that. Well, go read it and call me up and tell me I'm wrong. The first Nicene Council was not an argument over one God or three gods. It was over whether Jesus was the substance or a like substance. It was two men. One of them was Arius, and I can't remember the other one. It might have been Athenaeus or something. I can't remember it, but it was two men. And their argument was over it until even the prophet said in the church age book that the world was divided over a vowel or something, a mark over a word. And you think that deceiving is not deceiving? See, the Antichrist is the spirit of Antichrist is the spirit of the devil, okay? Everybody got that?
Right.
The spirit of the Antichrist is the spirit of the devil.
Right.
All right. Now, let me quote some from Brother Branham. He says in the Church Age book, talking about how they were arguing over these words and different things. And he made an outstanding statement. He said, let me finalize this with one thing. He said, you mean those people back there knew exactly the letter of the Greek But he said, why did they miss Jesus Christ standing there? Now, you know, they knew the Greek, right? Those religious leaders knew the Greek, right? And why did they miss Jesus Christ? When he came the exact way that the Bible said he would come. You know why? Because they was deceived by the Antichrist. There's an outstanding quote. I hope I have time when I get to it at the minister's meeting about the Daniel 70 weeks. Brother Branham been covering dates and times. He's covering 69 weeks of Messiah. And then all at once he makes a statement. It's in the seal book. And he says, see, he's cut off 62 weeks. He said, that's how many he's cut off out of the 70. He said, my God, is that just flutter? When they finished the temple in 49 years, God was put out of Israel and proven that they had went after the Antichrist, and his doctrine was they took Barabbas instead of Jesus. That Antichrist spirit was so strong, it had already deceived those Jews. And God was cut off 62 weeks out of the 70 because they crucified him at the end of 69 weeks. 7 weeks was building the temple. He was with them. Sure, he come down and anointed the temple. Right. But you think they had anything else to do with God for the next 62 weeks? No. The Antichrist had already sealed their understanding. And when they seen him coming in exactly the way the Bible said he would come, they were already deceived by the Antichrist. Well, John's right. There's many Antichrists. Anybody that denies that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is an Antichrist. But don't you see them Jews standing there saying, oh yeah, we believe you're a prophet. Oh yeah, we believe the Messiah. You got the signs. But we got it figured out. We who? The Antichrist had already deceived them so much that they couldn't understand and kill their very God. Isn't that deception? Those people, when they got down there, who was it, Pilate, or who says, I can't kill him, there's nothing wrong with him. They said, you ain't a friend of Caesar's if you do that. He said, I wash my hands of their blood. You know what they said? Let his blood be on us and our children. And look at them ever since then. They've been hated and chased around the world and killed on every hand because of that statement that their leaders made. And their leaders were deceived by the devil. There's your Antichrist spirit all the way through the Old Testament, folks. It didn't come down to a church symbol. How much more deceiving is a church than a beer joint?
Right.
Come on. Deceived. Let's read these facts. All right, go to number 12, Brother Anderson. The Seal of the Antichrist, 1955, paragraph E21. And about the time that the Holy Spirit came back upon the church to pull out a people for the bride, the Antichrist came back also. Now read it in 1 John 4 and 3. And he said, little children, every spirit that confesses that Jesus has not come, look how he puts it, has not come in the flesh, is not the spirit of God. And this is the spirit of Antichrist that should come into the world. and already in the world working in the children of disobedience. See, Jesus knew who he was facing. Satan. That's why he told them leaders, he said, you of your father the devil. Let me paraphrase that. He said, you're so anointed with the spirit of Antichrist that you can't see that I am the Christ. Amen. Did that change anything? Was not that what was said to him? Fourth seal, paragraph 194. Rides a pale horse as he appears on his ride, this last ride. Now that's the fourth seal coming to Armageddon, coming down. He's on his last now. And now that is not in our day. That will be on down. It's the seal foretold. So when the Antichrist went out on the first, the white horse rider, it was the seals foretold of what it would be made known of them. Because see, the church has done gone up when this happens. Right on down reading. When Christ appears here on earth, as this fellow appears and becomes completely the devil, from Antichrist all the way down to false prophet, then into the beast, the devil himself, and he's riding on a pale horse. See, that's the number four horse, right? Colored all mixed up with all kind of colors to make him pale and deadly. But when our Lord appears here on earth, he will be riding on a snow white horse. And he will be completely, fully the Emmanuel, the Word of God incarnate in a man. You see how much difference there is in them? That's the difference, though. Questions and answers on the seals. Brother Branham does the first, paragraph 199. Brother Branham does the first horse rider, first seal, fulfill 2 Thessalonians, the revelation of the man of sin. Yes, that's right. That does. That easy, that does. That's the man of sin. This same man just keeps in stages riding on until he gets on a pale horse that's called death. Christ comes on down through justification, sanctification to the white horse, and that's to get life. Next. Amen. First seal, paragraph 295. Remember in the church ages, when we opened the first church age back there, we found out that the Holy Spirit was against a certain thing. Go to your church age book now. Go to reading your church ages. That got started in that church. And that was called the Deeds of the Nicolaitans. You remember it? Nico means to conquer. Laity means the church. The laity, Nicolaitans. To conquer the laity. Take the Holy Spirit out of the church and give it all to one holy man. Let him be the boss of all of it. You went through it. The Nicolaitan. Notice Nicolaitan. As a saying, then in one church, it become a doctrine in the next church age. And the third church, it was a forcement. And they had the Nicene Council. And it was then made a doctrine and a church. All right? Paragraph 297, the first seal. Look, he starts out to conquer. Notice he has no crown. The white horse rider I'm speaking of here. See, a bow and a crown was given him afterwards. And he had no crown to start with. And really, under your seal, it says a crown was given him. But he's saying a bow, because if you're going to get in the next seal, he's going to start killing. All right. But a crown was given him. Notice, later he was given a crown. Yea, three of them. Three on one. That was 300 years later at the Nicene Council, when he started out a spirit of Nicolaitan to form an organization among the people. And then it kept on going on. It become a saying. Then it become a doctrine. Right on reading, 298. You remember Christ speaking back to the church said, thou hatest the deeds of the Nicolaitans, which I hate too. Trying to conquer. Take the Holy Spirit just on one holy man. He can forgive all sins and everything. And we just read it here. Paul spoke of it. That thing was set in the last days, and it couldn't be revealed till the last days. And he that letteth will take the Spirit of God out of there, and then he'll reveal himself. Today he's under disguisement of a white horse. Watch how he changes from that white horse in a few minutes. He don't only become a white horse, he becomes a beast with many heads and horns. See the white horse? He's a deceiver now. And that's the reason the people hasn't known it all this time. They thought it, but here it is. Now it's going to be revealed by the Scripture. Paragraph 301, the first seal. Notice when Nicolaitan Antichrist is finally, he's incarnate in a man. Then he's crowned. When he starts off as a Nicolaitan spirit in the church, he's a spirit. You can't crown a spirit. But 300 years later, he become a pope. And then they crowned him. He had no crown to start with, but he got a crown later. And when that spirit become incarnate, see, he become a man. Nicolaitan doctrine become a man. Then they could crown it. They couldn't do it because he was just a doctrine. Now get what I was saying. You say he becomes incarnate in a man. But remember, that's not the beast. So the Pope is not incarnate Satan. He's incarnate false prophet. He's not incarnate God, incarnate Satan. He's a good guy. Sure helps a lot of people. One of them got shot. How many of us have been shot for what we believe? Yeah. Paragraph 367, 368 of the first seal. Now remember, the Antichrist and the beast is the same self-spirit. There's the Trinity. Yes, sir. It's three stages of the same devil power. Remember, Nicolaita? See, it had to be incarnate before it could be crowned. See, now watch this. Three stages. First, he's called Antichrist. Second stage, he's called a false prophet. Third stage, he's called the beast. Notice Nicolaita, the Antichrist teaching that started in the days of Paul against God's word, Antichrist. And then he's called again the false prophet, which when the teaching become a man, he was a prophet to the teaching of the hierarchy, or of the hierarchy of the Catholic Church. The Pope was a prophet to the false word, and that made him a false prophet. The third stage is a beast, a man that's crowned in the last days with every power that Rome ever had. Paragraph 184, the second seal. Satan's Trinity, same person coming, just incarnate from one to the other. That's the way them bugs did. You remember the bugs he's talking about? Restoration of the bride tree. Four bugs ate it down for restoration, comes in four coming back to do it, right? That's the way them bugs did, them worms, one to the other, exactly. Nicolaitan, spiritual antichrist, pope, false prophet, beast. Now, did you get the four there? Spiritual antichrist, pope, false prophet, beast. One, two, three, four. Sure, now don't look at it and say, I got it all figured out. The Pope didn't come first. The prophet come first. Now you miss the whole thing of what I'm even talking about. He puts four stages right there. Antichrist, Pope, false prophet, beast. And who's the beast? The devil himself incarnate. And he says he can't do it. He can't do it back there. All right, the room is room of the church ages are 378 of the church age book. See how that Judas spirit came back as a rider on a white horse? It was white, so close to the real, just as Judas was so close to Jesus. A crown was given to him, white horse rider. How? That spirit was now in the leader of the Nicolaitan system, and he was a triple crown pope, who said as God in his temple, calling himself the vicar of Christ. If vicar means instead of Christ, or in place of, or on behalf of God, Then the Pope was calling himself the Holy Ghost, or disposing the Holy Ghost, acting for him. That was the Judas spirit in him doing that. See how he conquered going forth? Conquering and to conquer. Christ did not do that. The only ones that come to him were already predestinated by the Father. And so on and on went that spirit. And one day it will become truly incarnate in a man who will head up the World Council of Churches, control the whole world, and the Antichrist system will own everything and try to control everybody. Jesus will come back and destroy them with the brightness of his coming, and their end will be the lake of fire. Paragraph 190, second seal. Then he become an Antichrist. Now he couldn't be Antichrist, only in spirit. Then he become an Antichrist. And that spirit took a man that taught the same thing that that Antichrist spirit was doing. And then he become a false prophet to the Antichrist spirit. Now what about a man in an organization? Suit yourself. That's a pretty good point, right? I don't know what you think about it, but all right. Now finally he become a beast. Now wait, we'll get in that and after a while, all right? Now, if Satan's trinity lays like that, Satan all the time, Satan, Antichrist spirit, the Antichrist spirit incarnate, false prophet, then becomes the beast. See? When not a demon that was in that Antichrist, but when Satan himself is kicked out, he comes down and takes over the place where the demon was, the devil then the devil is incarnate in a man. It's just repeating itself. Now he's cast out as we go up. I ain't got time to explain it, right? When we go up, Satan's cast out. He can't be up there when we're up there. He's up there right now accusing us. Right? But he can't be there when we get there. He's cast out. So he becomes incarnate in the beast. He becomes a man of sin. Paragraph 160, the fourth seal. Now I want you to notice the four of them. Notice the off mark of four of the spiritual mathematics. God is threes. This is four. He's in four here. First, Antichrist white. Now read it. Look at it. First, Antichrist white. That's the white horse. All right. Second, false prophet. Red. That's your second seal. Third, vicar of heaven and earth and purgatory, black. Right now I got my numbers wrong, but the red. The white is the first seal. Red is the second seal. The black is the third seal. And the fourth is the beast, pale horse. Satan being kicked out of heaven. You want to read that? Revelation 12, 13. Satan being kicked out of heaven. Then in Revelation 13, 1, he is incarnate in the person of the beast. He's first the Antichrist, just a teaching called Nicolaitan. Then he becomes from that to a false prophet. If he's an Antichrist, Antichrist is against. Anything that's against God's word is against God because the word is God. Okay? That's the reason he didn't receive just a crown with a bow and no arrows. All right? Now this is a repeat of 301. And I want to read 301 and 303. This is a repeat. So it's on your things, double repeating. Paragraph 301 through 303 of the first seal. Notice when Nicolaitan spirit is finally, he's incarnate in a man. Then he's crowned. Then he starts off as a Nicolaitan spirit in the church. He's a spirit. You can't crown a spirit. But 300 years later, he become a pope. And then they crowned him. He had no crown to start with. But he got a crown later, see. When that spirit became incarnate. See, that's in the pope. Now, that's not the incarnate beast. Listen. And he become a man. Nicolaitan doctrine become a man. Then they could crown it. They couldn't do it because he was just a doctrine. Notice, when this Holy Spirit that we have becomes incarnate in us, the one that's in our midst now in the form of the Holy Ghost, becomes incarnate in us in the person of Jesus Christ, we'll crown him King of Kings. That's the way Satan learned that to be the beast. When God becomes incarnate in you and I, Satan will know how to do it. So he just comes right to that false prophet deal. And that Pope becomes Satan incarnate. Now remember about the time Christ come on the throne, the Antichrist come on the throne, Judas. About the time Christ went off the earth, Judas went off the earth. Just about the time the Holy Spirit come back, the Antichrist come back. You see, John said over here, little children, I would not have you ignorant, you know, about the Antichrist, which has already come and working in the children of disobedience. The Antichrist then, there he was, began to form in there the Nicolaitan spirit to make an organization. No wonder I hated that thing. Now listen to your prophet. See, there you are. It wasn't me. And see, people think he hates organized religion, churches, you know. Says he doesn't hate that. He hates organized religion, right? No wonder I hated that thing, see. There you are. It wasn't me. It was something in here. There's the thing that's come out. You see it? I was all around the side of it. I couldn't see it till now. Are you reading? It's what your prophet said. I know it now. There it is. That Nicolaitan spirit God hated. And now that spirit become incarnate and they crowned it. And here it is right here in the Bible. Said they do with it perfect. Even he didn't see it. He couldn't understand why he was seemingly against organized religion so much. But when the seals broke, they showed him. I hope you understand what I mean, what I'm trying to say. You think I can't be deceived by an Antichrist spirit? We already was. The prophet had problems with it. He said, I didn't know it till just now. He said, I'd have made a horrible mistake if the Lord hadn't have come down and corrected me on what I was fixing to write. Because he's going to preach a white horse rider as the Holy Ghost. Because that's what he'd already said. Now maybe a time like in Daniel 70 weeks he mentions about the Antichrist and I think it's in that one. There's one back there I know that he mentions that like the white horse rider would be the Antichrist. But see, he didn't see it until it opened in the seals. Do you understand? But you understand the four stages. This Antichrist, prophet, incarnate false prophet. What? Spirit incarnate in a man. Make him a pope. But that pope still is not the man of sin. He's not that until we get out of here. Now, you caught what I'm saying? The first seal says that there was a man on that horse. Right? A rider on the horse. A man. That's 2 Thessalonians. That's the Antichrist in its fullness. But we see where it come from. The man of sin sitting in the temple of God is not a baby doctrine. What is it Paul said in the children of disobedience? In some way, let's see what Brother Ryan say. I'm trying to paraphrase it. He said, if you think that this is deceiving in the children, he said, what about when it becomes an adult? If it started out deceiving, what do you think it is now? Now you see all of these doctrines of the people in this message. Out of one message, thousands of doctrines. Ain't that mixed up in a good Baptist church? Who was it? Now they said Paul Harvey did. I don't know. He said one day, he said them Branhamites are not a cult because they don't follow their leader. Exactly right. Listen, church. Don't think you're ever a match for the devil. I don't care who you are or who I am. Brother Branham was not a match for the devil. It takes the Holy Spirit to be a match for the devil. Even as we're showing in Daniel 70 weeks, even the great Gabriel that brought the message to Mary of the birth of Jesus Christ was not able to handle Satan. Christ had to come to his rescue. Now, I don't think they got out there, you know, good karate kick, you know. If you want to get in trouble in a lot of places, look people dead in the eye. But you better be ready to back up what you're doing. But if you really got the goods, you back him. You just stand, look him straight in the eye.
Right.
If you know what you're doing in this message, I don't mind looking anybody straight in the eye.
Right.
You'll see them start turning their head. Why? Because they can't stand it. It's not a pressure fight. It's not kicking pots and, you know, boxing and stuff. Even Satan and Gabriel wasn't doing that. It's just he was holding him. Michael just walked in. He didn't have to hit nobody. He just walked in. His presence came in. Brother Branham says, if you want his presence, I was reading it yesterday, he said, just start talking about him. He said, you start talking about him, said he'll come.
Amen.
Why do you think Brother Dale stood 40-something years and preached with a challenge, if I'm wrong, come and show me? You know there ain't none of these other preachers that you know of is going to do it. Because I might be the one that goes to see them if they put out that. Not trying to prove nothing but one thing. A man's got the goods. He ain't no problem with them being tested. Right? Because you see, my point's always been what? If I'm right, I'm right. But if I'm wrong and got the right spirit, then I can be corrected. And I can be helped. So then, what do you think about the Antichrist? You realize the first time we read the seal book? Now, I know one brother, he said, I seen myself as that white horse rider, riding on that white horse, and then it went to the red, and I went through my life, and I just couldn't stand it. I got up behind him. I said, listen, according to the prophet, that white horse rider, Antichrist thing, is a Theron beast that's untamable. That's the words of your prophet. That Theron beast can't be converted. That Antichrist spirit can't be converted. That person that's a false prophet to an Antichrist system won't be converted. That incarnate false prophet into the Pope, you think you got much hopes of getting him converted? But what about when he becomes the man of sin? Man. Walks into the temple over there where Israel has done started back with their temple worship. Done rebuild a temple, and he walks into the temple declaring himself to be God. Then they'll see that they failed, and when they do, it'll be haywire around the world. Let's stand. But I hope you catch the four stages: Antichrist, Pope, our Antichrist prophet, incarnate false prophet, as an invest. You say, well, I can't be deceived, Brother Dale. No, a lot of people can't be helped. But that don't mean we stop. That means we keep preaching until Christ comes. And we keep trying to show Christ in our lives. where they can see Jesus Christ, right? What do we got, brother?
596 in the Spurrell book.
596. Anybody have a need? The altar's open. Let's say, please pray for us Saturday. To have the right attitude, no matter if people differs with you,
right,
or whatever, to still have the Spirit of Christ and walk in the Word of God. Go ahead.
Let's do the chorus first. I feel the
I hear the call, and oh, the Spirit's moving me to give my all. He speaks to me and I agree. Lord, please come.
See, church, we're not against that people out there. There's going to be a lot of those people out there that'll be given eternal life. There's going to be a foolish version of people that are given eternal life. We're not against those people. We're not saying that we're the only people going. No. But I can't help it if God chose me to be the one that would go. We're not against anybody. Our families, our parents, our children are out there. We're not against them. Forget that Antichrist spirit that's got people so deceived. Anybody have a need?
He speaks to me.
What about it?
And I agree.
There are four ladies. Three at the...
Lord, please come and take control.
I believe God will every one of them. Don't you? She told us the needs that goes with this. So we'll just pray and believe. God will take care of it. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, the one we spoke of today, for the needs that our sister's given, just be there. Answer the prayers. We love you and we thank you. In Jesus' name. Anybody else?
He speaks to me. And do you?
What do you agree? God is right. I believe His word is real, don't you? And He's here to come to give us what we ask for. You come to hear the word. And with each line and phrase, Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's drawing me to a higher plane.
Call to the deep, like a great flag is pulling me.
You believe it?
I know for sure that I feel the pull, for I feel the pull. I feel the pull.
Her sister got bit by a spider, and her arms are hurting her. So let's just believe. All right. Let's just believe and say, well, Lord, just take away everything. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we lay our hands upon our sister. And this thing of the spider is dismissed because we believe you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we thank you. Now just take away the pain, the problems, and all, because we believe you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Just believe it. Just believe it.
I hear the call.
Anybody else before we go?
I know he's moving me to give my all. He speaks to me.
Right. Word, right out of his word. See, now we can read the Bible. Can understand it. You don't never rejoice about that. I remember when I was in the Baptist and things like that, and we had understandings and things, and I would read, and you know. But then one day I remember it when I'd heard the prophet talking about the book of Ruth and the plan of redemption. And I remember when where we lived there in Gillsville, up on the hill. And when I saw it, my wife was laying down in bed. I don't know where we had gone to bed or what, but she was laying down, and I sat down on the bed and began to talk to her about what I saw out of the book of Ruth. And that was a beautiful story of a redeemer that come to pay the price.
Amen.
I still get thrilled about reading it. And him speaking. I love to preach when I know he's just directing my thoughts. Oh, I wish it'd be that every time. I do. But it's not, I admit it. But then sometimes when he just takes things out of the way, if you'll take the message today and listen to it, you'll hear that where he was talking about the man of sin. And that man on that white horse. Then you can read the first seal and see that guy, that fellow, that other one riding off. You'll see what the prophet had to say. And understand it. Thank God for the truth. Right? Father, we thank you, Lord, for your love and your grace unto us. And we're sorry we're a little lengthy tonight. We just ask you to forgive us of that. And then, but not for what we've said about you. Because we believe it, Lord. Just ask you to go with us home now and be with us. Be with Wade and myself this weekend, Lord. And let it be you that'll be there to take care of the teaching of thy word. We love you, Father. And we thank you. In Jesus' name. Amen. You're dismissed. Amen.
All ye saints.